Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Former President Trump was in Eagle Pass, Texas, strongly criticizing President Biden, who was also on the southern border, for the continuing surge of migrants. Trump repeated his claims that they're bringing crime to the community. But Eagle Pass business owner Adam Rodriguez says those claims are overblown.
We raised our kids here, you know, and there's never been any criminal element. You don't have to worry about walking down the street.
CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez says there's been a shift in the location of migrant crossings.
Now, most migrant crossings are concentrating mainly in Arizona and California, not here in Texas. And Texas Governor Greg Abbott is attributing that drop here in illegal crossings in Texas to his actions and his policies, including the razor wire that he has ordered his National Guard soldiers to deploy along the Rio Grande to deter illegal crossings.
A wildfire in the Texas panhandle has burned more than a million acres. Rancher Jason Wilhelm says his wife grabbed what she could before they bugged out.
She got a bunch of pictures. She got some money that we had saved up, and just a lot of sentimental things, blankets, pictures.
The man's been arrested in Independence, Missouri, after a process server and police officer were shot and killed. KCTV reporter Zach Summers says the process server was approaching a house with an eviction notice.
He was shot at. Called for assistance. Independence police showed up, but he wasn't the only one to call out for help. Neighbors heard these shots too. They called police. These officers who responded, including Officer Cody Allen, were also shot.
New details are emerging about the cyber attack on one of the nation's biggest healthcare companies. More from CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Change Healthcare says it's established workarounds for patients.
For smaller hospitals, are we talking about months, weeks, days?
The smaller, less resource hospitals, our safety net, critical access, rural hospitals, certainly do not operate with months of cash reserves. Could be just a matter of days or a couple of weeks.
That's John Riggi with the American Hospital Association. There is growing international outrage after more than 100 people were killed in Gaza. Witnesses claim Israeli forces opened fire as people gathered to pick up aid. Israel admits to firing on the crowd, but says many of the deaths were from a stampede for food. More on that from CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb.
President Biden acknowledged the shootings would complicate the talks, while a Hamas spokesman told CBS News they could not negotiate with Israel while Palestinians were being killed in what he described as cold blood.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans who control the state's cash flow will not free up $125 million to fight PFAS pollution around Wisconsin. Governor Evers plans to veto a bill that includes that money, but offered to keep the money in to preserve the state's regulatory power. The Joint Finance Committee also removed an item Thursday for $15 million for healthcare services in and around Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. Evers used his line item veto to expand the scope of that bill. More electric buses are on the road in Wisconsin. Susan Mudd is an advocate with the Environmental Law and Policy Center.
Riders on buses, including the drivers, will experience zero tailpipe emissions, which they now do because fumes, unfortunately, often get recirculated.
Mudd's group is asking utilities to help build charging stations for schools and bus companies. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Brewers lose to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers losing to the Chicago Cubs 6-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on seeing Craig Counsell in a Cubs uniform for the first time.
It's weird seeing him in those colors, but you know, that's what reality is right now. Move on. But yeah, every time we see each other, we exchange pleasantries, but we're both worried about getting our club ready to play the regular season.
NBA, the Bucks are in Charlotte against the Hornets. Milwaukee looking to make it 4-0 since the All-Star break. College hoops, Marquette trounced Providence 91-69. But one of the Golden Eagles' best players, Tyler Kolek, had to leave the game. Head coach Shaka Smart.
Tyler, don't know exactly the extent of his injury, but he went out there. You guys saw he wasn't able to stay in the game, so he's getting checked out right now.
It's an oblique injury for Tyler?
Looks like it. Something in that area.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies will take us here through the overnight with south winds on the breezy side, lower 30s. On Friday, we'll see plentiful sunshine, upper 40s in the late afternoon. South winds will stay on the gusty side, lower 50s for Saturday, near 60 and windy on Sunday. It's 33 at our studios.
Coming up on Friday on Matt and Air on Air 1033, we recombobulate with the one and only Dan Schaefer from the recombobulation area. I hope you can join us.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Mitch McConnell says he's stepping down. Mitch McConnell, who has brought so many bad things to America. He stole a Supreme Court seat from President Barack Obama back in February of what was the year? Obama's reelection, 2008, it would have been 2012, right? Back in February of that year, there was an opening on the Supreme Court. Scalia died. And Mitch McConnell and Barack Obama nominated Merrick Garland on the recommendation of Orrin Hatch, the Republican senator from Utah. He nominated a good, Republican acceptable, kind of, wimpy middle of the road judge, Merrick Garland, to be on the Supreme Court. The Republicans should have been happy with it. But Mitch McConnell said, no, we're not going to give him anything, because people are already voting, don't you know? And the American people should decide who gets that seat on the Supreme Court. Now, this was February. People were only voting in primaries in New Hampshire, basically. That was it. But that was his excuse. And then, toward the end of Trump's term, I forget the year, was it the very last? No, it wasn't the last year. Whatever the year was, anyway. It must have been 2020. Donald Trump says, we want to put Ruth Bader Ginsburg dies, and she dies in like October, as I recall. So or maybe it was September, but it was, while actual voting in the real election was going on. And Mitch McConnell does not say, it must have been 2020. So Mitch McConnell doesn't say, we're going to wait and let the people decide. Which means that Joe Biden would have gotten to appoint that person. And instead, he put Amy Coney Barrett in to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg. He stole a Supreme Court seat. In fact, he stole two. He stole a Supreme Court from Obama, and he stole a Supreme Court seat from Biden. He packed the federal judiciary with white men, pretty much exclusively white males who were put through on the federal judiciary, all of them Federalist Society members, all of them these right-wing crackpots. He vowed that he was going to obstruct Obama. He said, quote, the single most important thing we want to achieve is for President Obama to be a one-term president. Told that to the National Journal in 2010. And then when Obama became president, he said, our goal, 100% of our focus is in stopping this new administration. We're not going to, this is Mitch McConnell. He's saying, we're not going to make America a better place to live. We're not going to help out working class people. We're not going to do anything for the poor. We're here to defend the billionaires, the big corporations, and screw everybody else. That's the official Republican message. And, Mitch McConnell just came out and said it over and over and over again, or as much as said it. He made the debt ceiling a permanent hostage starting in 2011. He turned the filibuster into a weapon. I mean, it used to be that you would only, the Republicans would only filibuster like really vital bills. Now they filibuster literally everything proposed by Democrats, everything. which is why, you know, we've been saying since 2022, when Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin refused to break the filibuster for a voting rights legislation, you know, for the We the People Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, that we just need to end the filibuster. But, you know, no. He voted to acquit Trump after the January 6th insurrection. We wouldn't even be talking about Donald Trump right now if Mitch McConnell had done the right thing. He knew that Trump was responsible for January 6th. He gave a speech saying that. And yet he voted to acquit him, which gave Donald Trump the ability to run again, which is what he's doing right now. He built a career and a huge campaign nest egg, Joan McCarter writes over at Daily Kos, including $1.3 million in donations from the NRA, fighting gun safety regulations. An awful lot of the blood and the deaths in America from guns you can attribute to Mitch McConnell. He destroyed campaign finance reform and filibustered any effort to get money out of politics. He blocked votes to save the Voting Rights Act. That was pretty amazing. Joan writes, that included refusing to hold hearings on an amendment named in honor of John Lewis, the great congressman and civil rights icon. McConnell claimed he was a supporter of the Voting Rights Act at the beginning of his career, but as Senate leader, he weakened the act at every turn. This, along with his other moves to make it more difficult to vote, earned McConnell the nickname the grave digger of American democracy. He tried to kill Obamacare. Now, that one he failed. In fact, he said, this is clearly a disappointing moment. After he failed in a 51-49 vote to end Obamacare, he said, I regret that our efforts simply were not enough at this time. In his own state of Kentucky, there were coal miners suffering from black lung, and there was legislation to provide them with some help, and he blew it off. In fact, the group of miners who drove from Kentucky to meet with him, he gave them 2 minutes. You guys have 2 minutes to tell me about your black lung. Then you're out of here. He's working with the Trump campaign right now to endorse Trump for another term. He just came out and said, I mean, this is, he said, we've reached the part of the primary where the party is coming together. The absolute worst thing that can happen to this country is electing Joe Biden for 4 more years. He named himself the Grim Reaper. He was proud of this. Proud of the fact that he's been damaging America for all these years. He said, are we going to, this is about Medicare, right? This is literally, he's talking about Medicare. He says, are we going to turn this into a socialist country? Don't assume it cannot happen. If I'm still the majority leader of the Senate, think of me as the Grim Reaper. None of that stuff is going to pass. None of it. He took a picture in front of the Confederate flag, the racist Confederate flag, and then said, oh, I don't regret going to speak to a group which at the time was not being considered, you know, a pariah in our society. Over the years, I've probably been to plenty of groups and shaken hands with a whole lot of people who don't agree with me. Right. And he tried to silence Elizabeth Warren. Remember when he said she was warned? Nevertheless, she persisted. That didn't work out so well. But bottom line, good riddance, Mitch. Meanwhile, in Missouri, a state legislator, Republican actually, Representative Shaman Dogan, a Republican from Baldwin, tweeted out a screenshot that shows the unofficial filing list for governor. Now, you've got this race for governor coming up this November in Missouri. Did I say Mississippi? It's Missouri, if I misspoke. And it's posted on the Secretary of State's website. You can see it right now. And the name of the well-known Republican contenders for governor are Mike Kehoe and Jay Ashcroft. But above those two names is the name of this guy, Daryl Leon McClanahan III. Now, who is he? Well, he was photographed in front of a burning cross. And when Congressman or Representative Dogan outed him for that on Twitter, he replied saying, I would like to respectfully request that you cease and desist from making defamatory statements about me on the X platform. Your statement about me being a cross-burning KKK member and white supremacist is false and damaging to my reputation. So then he was confronted by reporters and said, you know, what's going on? In his own court filings, he said that he is a pro-white man who is dedicated to traditional Christian values, and that his memberships in the Knights Party of the Ku Klux Klan and the League of the South, these two racist organizations that used to lynch black people, he said those were only honorary memberships. He does admit that he attended, quote, yes, I did attend a 2019 private religious Christian identity cross-lighting ceremony, falsely described as a cross-burning. Right. That wasn't a cross-burning. That was a cross-lighting. That wasn't about the Klan. That was about Jesus. Right, right, right. These Republicans, they're so weird. They are so weird. It's just, what do you do with this? All right, let's pick up your calls. What's on your mind today? Oh, by the way, over on Teen Vogue, a fascinating new piece. I'm an IVF baby and voting for Biden to protect that process. I'll tell you about that on the other side of the break, and I'll pick up your calls. So stay with us. It's 15 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the sane among us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back with your calls and more in the news of the day right after this.
Whether you're broadcasting heading down to Waukesha Parkway or 101 traffic on the interstate, broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 5:40 a.m. and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
After my wife died, I felt like I lost everything, including my love of fishing. But one day, my granddaughter called, and I realized I still had a lot to look forward to. I got referred to a psychiatrist who explained depression can happen to anyone. Getting help doesn't make me weak. It makes me stronger. I just wish it made me better at fishing.
Mental health care is working for Diego. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Teen Vogue, Matilda Bress writes this story. She said, when my brother saw the news out of the Alabama Supreme Court, he texted me saying, Mom and Dad are murderers in Alabama. Yeah. According to Pew Research, she writes, 42% of adults say they have used fertility treatments or personally know someone who has, up from 33% five years ago. More Americans than ever, including queer couples, are seeking fertility assistance. The Alabama ruling threatens to slam the door on their chance to build a family. The headline, I'm an IVF baby and I'm voting for Biden to protect that process. Pass it on. All right, let's pick up your calls. What's on your mind today here? Eric in Hillsdale, New Jersey. Hey, Eric, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
So I'm following up on what we were talking about with Mitch McConnell and the Supreme Court.
Right.
So to me, it's vitally important for all of the voters in this country to know whether or not they're going to be potentially voting for a convicted felon. And without having that, all of that information, like Mark Meadows' testimony and Mike Pence's testimony, we don't know who the heck we're voting for. And also to follow up in what you said, that the Democrats are just being too nice and following the rules and doing everything that they're doing from that perspective. When the GOP makes up their own rules, puts two illegitimate justices on the Supreme Court, I think it's time to pack the court.
I agree.
Is it possible to get that done at this point?
No. No, you can't. That requires an act of Congress, and Mike, Moscow Mike is not going to put that on the floor, I guarantee you.
But from what I saw, it's the Senate only. I didn't see that the House has anything to do with it.
No. The composition of the Supreme Court is defined by Congress, by law. You would have to pass a law, and it would have to be signed by the president.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, it does. But, you know, this is what we've got. So, you know, and we've got arguably one of the most corrupt Supreme Court justices in history. I remember when I was writing Unequal Protection, my book on the 14th Amendment and corporate personhood. And I went back through the Library of Congress, you know. And found all these old documents from that 1886 Santa Clara County versus Southern Pacific Railroad case, and discovered that Justice Stephen Fields of California, who was the big advocate, he was the one who brought all five of these California tax cases, the railroad tax cases, to the court, and was pitching corporate personhood, that he'd been bribed by one of the big railroads. I think it was Jay Gould, was promising that, you know, if he would vote this way, that they would support him for president in, as I recall, the election of 1892. And, you know, and I thought, holy cow, that was a very corrupt Supreme Court. Stephen Field had nothing on Clarence Thomas. I mean, Stephen J. Field was a choir boy compared to Clarence Thomas. I mean, all he got from the railroads was, we'll support you if you run for president. Clarence Thomas got, you know, a $250,000 bus. He got a new home for his mother, a new home bought down the street from his mother to improve the value of the neighborhood. He got multi-million dollar vacations, trips on private jets and super yachts. It's insane. I mean, and he's not going to recuse himself, even though his wife was, you know, hip deep in January 6th. It's nuts.
Yep.
Eric, thank you for the call.
By the way, I'm playing with my IVF baby right now.
Okay. Good on you, Eric. That's great. Thank you very much for the call. Lee in Evanston, Illinois. Hey, Lee, what's on your mind today?
Oh, Tom, you knocked me over. I was writing a piece about fraud, the immunity case, and You basically said all the stuff I needed. But anyway,
good.
Here's the situation.
Glad I'm useful.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're more than you. We have the rule of law, and that's the only way we're going to solve any of this. The statute is conspiracy to defraud the United States.
Go ahead.
And let me just, it says the statute is broad enough in its terms, this is a Supreme Court ruling, to include any conspiracy for the purpose of impairing, obstructing, or defeating the lawful function of any department of government. Now, Mitch McConnell, when he decided that he would put keep Garland off and put Barrett on, that's fraud. Mm. And it's within the statute of limitations. He should be in jail for that.
I agree.
And now you mentioned about a dozen other things he's done. If they were within the statute of limitations, they could probably prosecute him on all the rest of them.
I doubt it.
I don't want to.
You know, you've got the speech
long,
and debate clause in the Constitution, which says that you can't prosecute members of Congress for things they do while Congress is in session. Seriously.
I don't think you can
go after McConnell. You can go after Trump on that. And in fact, that's one of the laws under which he's being prosecuted in Judge Chutkan's, chambers in the January 6th case. But that's the case that the Supreme Court just put on hold until next year.
Yeah, okay. And that is fraud. There's a group, let me see what it is. The group is called Protect Democracy. They've written a piece called There's No Such Thing as Presidential Immunity from Criminal Prosecution. It's only about 20 pages, but it basically lays out what every Supreme Court justice's staff has to know already. So when they say, well, we're going to look into this, bring us your legal arguments, that's fraud, and there's no question about that.
Yeah.
Also, if you take a look at just about every ruling that the Republican majority has committed or made in the last 50 years, all you see is fraud. When they said, you already covered this issue about the fraud in the gun case, Scalia's Heller ruling, and he could, that's still within the statute of limitations. Yeah. So every one of those Republican justices who ruled in 2022 on
Lee, I'm sorry, I'm out of time, but in our dreams, that's all I can say is in our dreams. It ain't going to happen, sadly.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's really pretty amazing what the Republicans have figured out they can do and get away with. I mean, it's just astonishing. We'll be right back with your calls. Stay with us.
Keep your home for the Devil's Advocate. We can from 4 until 6.
This is the show.
The show.
540
AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left 5-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com. Promo code TOM, T-H-O-M.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. President Biden has asked former President Trump to help unblock a plan now in Congress to cut migrant crossings. But CBS's Ed O'Keefe says Trump has other plans.
He is considering again the mass deportation of migrants and possibly, other more draconian steps that had been rejected by the courts and by even members of his own party in the past.
Both men were at the southern border on Thursday. The wildfire that's been tearing through the Texas panhandle is now the largest in the state's history. At least two people have died. CBS's Jason Allen is there.
Mile after mile of scorched ranchland. The fire has destroyed homes, killed cattle, and taken a heavy toll on the community.
A police officer and a process server about to deliver an eviction notice were shot and killed in Independence, Missouri. Police Chief Adam Dustman.
They were met with gunfire. I am very tragically sorry to report that in the process we lost another one of our own. Officer Cody Allen.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris will visit Wisconsin next week. She'll highlight the Biden administration's efforts to promote union job growth and apprenticeship programs while in Madison. The White House is not offering more details. Harris was in Waukesha County in January, part of a string of visits from top White House officials ahead of the presidential campaign. It's been more than a week now since anyone's last seen 3-year-old Elijah Vu from Two Rivers. His grandmother made an emotional plea at a press conference this week.
I want my grandson to be home, raise my family. So I want everybody to continue. Don't stop.
His mother and her boyfriend are in jail on child neglect charges. There's a $15,000 reward for information. I'm Nate Wuggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay, go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies will take us here through the overnight with south winds on the breezy side, lower 30s. On Friday, we'll see plentiful sunshine, upper 40s in the late afternoon. South winds will stay on the gusty side. Lower 50s for Saturday, near 60 and windy on Sunday. It's 33 at our studios.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
And thank you so much for all of your support. Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they'd love it. After all, it's a freeze-dried, raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? but I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dog seemed after we made the switch. I mean, the biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from having a few extra pounds to being more fit. We could see it in their coats and their behavior. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. And right now, my listeners can get up to 54% off their first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. Or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. The website, again, drmartypets.com/Tom. drmartypets.com/THOM. Check it out. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls, Robin in Kingston, Washington. Hey, Robin, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I wanted to check in with your show's subject today, or your early rant about the SCOTUS. And first of all, I just want to simply say that your read of this situation is 100% correct. The point I'd like to make, Tom, is that we have two insurrectionists on the Supreme Court. And you've said this before. I'm just putting them into a bunch. John Roberts is an insurrectionist, and Clarence Thomas is an insurrectionist. Roberts, back in 2000, when he was working for Rehnquist, who was on the Supreme Court, is compromised because he has to cover his butt for his role in the 2000 stolen election.
And not just Roberts, by the way. Kavanaugh and Barrett both worked on that election as well.
Yeah, so there's a clear pattern here, and I just want to say that Thomas obviously has to cover for his wife, who is a drop-dead insurrectionist.
Yeah.
So this serves as a good example of my following point, and I'm not complaining, I'm observing, and I am recommending a solution, and again, it is aligned with what you have got to say. I've spoken before about the Greatest Generation and their prodigy, which is turned into, in my opinion, the greatest grandappers, which is a group of people on the left, not the right, because the grays on the right have been following the orders. It is the lefties who have gray hair now.
You're concerned about lefty boomers not participating? Is that the bottom line here, Robin?
Yeah, pretty much, and beyond that. So there's something that they can do, and I've mentioned this to you before, and that is that this group of people are actually the elders in their family, and this is a time in which they can reach down and just motivate their offspring and grandchildren to make sure that they sign up and vote. We need the great grandnappers to kind of wake up and get engaged in this in the Get Out the Vote program. And before I go, I just want to say that the phrase that I have trying to get used all around is Republicans don't want democracy. Democrats are the adults in the room. And I really think that that's what we have to rest on here. This cannot be an emotional election. It has to be an informational election, and we just have to give it a try.
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying, but you can't take emotion out of elections. I mean, that is what is driving the Republican Party, is outrage and emotion. That's what drives Fox News. But your other points are very, very well made. I don't disagree. Thank you, Robin. Jim in Auburn, New York. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, why doesn't the president tell Mike Johnson and the rest of these mega Republicans, if they won't fund the bill for the border, I'll close the bases in your state and send the troops over there? And as far as the Ukraine, they don't want to support Ukraine. Why doesn't he just send them the weapons that they need? And what do you think Putin would do if they sent troops over to Ukraine?
Well, he's already said in response to Macron saying that France would consider troops. He said, if you do that, you'll have a nuclear war that'll end civilization. He said that yesterday.
Yeah, but can you believe everything?
No, I don't believe him, and I'm not, frankly, all that concerned about it. But I don't think that we should be sending troops to Ukraine. I do think that we should be sending them a hell of a lot more armaments than we have, that our response up to this point has been, weak tea. And I just think it's an absolute tragedy that Donald Trump and Mike Johnson have decided that Vladimir Putin's desires are more important than what's best for democracy around the world, what's best for Europe, and what's best for America, frankly. I'm with you. Jim, thank you. Jordan in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Jordan, what's on your mind today?
Thanks for taking my call, Tom.
Sure.
I just wanted to get your opinion. It kind of feels to me like we've entered into a by any means necessary moment. Mm-hmm. And do you think there would be any value specific to your topic with the SCOTUS? Trump's put out his surrogates the last couple of weeks on TV saying, you know, it'd be terrible if something were to happen to that Supreme Court. Don't forget that I put on that Supreme Court. Is there any value to Biden saying, you know what, if you guys want to go down the line of what is illegal and not illegal, my first legal action will be to completely remove the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
I need you guys to think about that until March.
Yeah, if there is no presidential, if there's absolute presidential immunity, then, he could just arrest the Supreme Court justices and put them in solitary confinement for the rest of their lives and say, I dare you, charge me with a crime. No, it's specious. It's fallacious. It's crazy on its face. It's based in a fallacy. And I don't think I would be astonished if their ruling, acknowledges any presidential immunity. Although I sort of expect that they will do some, they'll say, well, under this circumstance, the president actually does have immunity. Because we know that that's the case. I mean, it's sort of like Congress has immunity with the speech and debate clause. But,
right.
They're not going to, I hope they're not going to find that Trump giving a speech telling people to go fight like hell over at the Capitol is part of his official duties. If they do, then we're really and truly screwed. I get your point, Jordan, and you did a great job of highlighting how absurd this whole thing is. Thank you. Nancy in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. Hey, Nancy, what's up?
Hi. Well, following up on your previous caller, my concern or question, I'd like some speculation about this. If the Supreme Court could order, give a partial ruling that immunity applies to Trump in this situation, but not to be construed in other presidents, or alternatively, if they did offer him or rule that he gets immunity, then what would stop Biden, say Biden is reelected and Trump gets immunity, what would stop Biden for the very first couple of weeks or even earlier issuing an executive order that Trump must be locked up and silenced? He is a danger to the country. And the proof is in what he did in the last election. And that's my question.
Well, according to John Sauer, Trump's lawyer who presented this case to the Supreme Court and to the appeals court below it, when Judge Pan, Frances Pan, I believe her name is, asked John Sauer, Trump's lawyer, she said, if the president were to order SEAL Team 6 to assassinate his political rival, would he still have immunity? And John Sauer said, yes, he would still have immunity unless he was impeached by the Senate, convicted
right,
by the Senate.
Right, I heard that.
And
I heard that.
So
and
they're
so
saying,
my point
I mean,
is, what
they're
if,
saying the
what
Biden
if
could
Biden
assassinate
wins?
Trump.
But what if Biden wins? And
no, that's
he
my point.
Has the
I'm agreeing
immunity.
With you. I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying
okay.
he could go even beyond arresting Trump. He could assassinate Trump, according to John Sauer's logic. So, that's why I say it's not going to happen. If it does, it really and truly is the end of the rule of law in America. But we're damn close to the end of the rule of law in America right now. These Republicans, these Republican fascists, and there are several of these actual fascists on the Supreme Court. We know for sure about two of them, given their positions.
My only point is this thing could backfire on the Republicans if Biden is reelected.
It could. You're absolutely right. It absolutely could. Thank you, Nancy. Frank in Porterville, California. Hey, Frank, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
You're a great host. I just have this to say. If you're frustrated like I am as a Democrat at what's going on, call your congressman.
Oh, yeah.
I call my congressman at least a couple times a week, which is David Valadao.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even have to tell him you're a Democrat. Just tell them that you want them to stand up to Trump.
Yeah.
You want him you know, to pay for his crimes and all this foolish. I was so angry yesterday when I heard about what the Supreme Court did. That was the appeals court unanimously said that he doesn't have immunity. They should have not taken that case.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. They should have just let it stand. I agree. But, you know, they wanted the at least four of the members of the court. That's all it takes to grant cert. And then it takes a fifth vote to put a stay on previous hearings. So at least five members of the Supreme Court have come forward and said, you know, no, we're going to help out Donald Trump. We're going to do everything we can to help him get elected. And that's, you know, end of discussion. And that's what's going to happen. You know, he's not going to see justice.
I've been calling Mike Johnson, too, and telling him how wrong he is about that Ukraine thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But we should all be calling Mike Johnson's office. The number for the congressional switchboard, by the way, 202-225-3121. Thank you, Frank. We'll be back. It's 45 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here on the Tom Hartman Program, the place where smart people get their news.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And I will be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
Whether you're broadcasting to Waukesha Parkway or 101.1 on the interstate,
broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 5:40 a.m. and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901, 800-421-9901, 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. Biomarker testing was a turning point for me. By working with my oncologist, we were able to determine the most appropriate treatment plan. My fear was I wasn't going to be here to see my children grow up. That gave me hope, knowing that I have that chance. And I did. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they'd love it. I mean, after all, it's a freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from having a few extra pounds to being more fit. I mean, we could see it in their behavior. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and how healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. And I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. It's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom, THOM, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rights may apply. DrMartyPets.com/Tom is the website. DrMartyPets.com/THOM. Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls. Ron in San Marcos, Texas. Hey, Ron, I hope you're not in the path of the fires. Ron? On Sirius XM in San Marcos, Texas? Okay, not hearing Ron. Let's go to Trina in Seattle. Hey, Trina, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Tom. It's an honor to speak to you. I'm a 20-year listener, first-time caller. I used
Thank
to
you.
Advertise.
That's great.
America Days. So I'm calling on the urgency of now. I'm calling to say the remedy for fear, panic, resignation, and apathy is to pick yourself up and go and knock on doors, because canvassing gets people to vote.
Yep.
I'm heading tomorrow with my organization, commonpower.org, and anyone in the vicinity of Seattle, I really encourage them to get in touch with them and sign up. There's postcarding, there's emailing, there's all kinds of stuff.
Is there a website for that, Trina?
CP.org, Common Power. It's a fantastic organization that reaches across races and age to have communication and relationship at the basis of these teams that go out to swing states and beyond. I'm going to Texas tomorrow to bring people out that aren't voting. There's so many Democrats in Texas that have never, ever been asked for their vote by the Democrats.
Yeah,
it's thrilling and uplifting and inspiring to go into communities of new citizens that light up at the word vote.
That's great. CP.org, you said.
CP.org, yep. And please get yourselves busy, because our vote may be our last chance.
There you go. Okay, Trina, thank you. Thank you very much for that. And good luck. Give us a report when you get back from Texas, okay?
You bet. Okay.
Thanks a lot, Trina. Good talking to you. Jackie in Port Townsend, Washington. Hey, Jackie, what's on your mind today?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I was just going to make the comment that if this was France, there would be huge crowds in the streets right now.
And the reason for that is because France is like 80 or 90% unionized, and the unions act as organizing nexuses. We don't have anything like that in the United States outside of the political parties, sadly. And of course, the Koch network with, you know, all of their organizations, Freedom Works and all that kind of stuff.
Well, don't we... the people, I mean, we should be in the streets. Do we have to go to Washington, D.C. to demand our right for a speedy trial?
For Trump? I think that's already lost, Jackie. I mean, the Supreme Court has made their ruling, and there's no way to challenge it. They are the final authority. I share your frustration. I absolutely share it. But, right now what we need to be doing is preparing for the election, because that's what the Supreme Court is doing. What they're doing is setting Donald Trump up to win the election. And we need to be setting Joe Biden up to win the election. We need to be doing that by spreading the good word about all the great things he's done, what a great candidate and human being he is, the dangers of Donald Trump, and making sure that all of our friends, neighbors, and relatives are registered to vote. And if they live in a red state, in a blue city in a red state, to double check their voter registration every single month, because Republicans, as we speak, are purging millions of American voters off the voting rolls. And many people won't discover it until they show up to vote and are given a provisional ballot, which never gets counted. So that's it. Jackie, thank you for the call. Michelle in Charlestown, Indiana. Hey, Michelle, what's up?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
Got a question for you. So what do you think the likeliness of the Dems in the Senate would be to bring up articles of impeachment on the most recent three instilled SCOTUS?
They have to originate in the House.
Okay.
Now, the House could hold hearings. I mean, this is something that Jim Jordan and James Comer were doing even when they didn't control the majority. They were still holding hearings. They were kind of phony baloney hearings. They were performance hearings. They weren't official hearings because Nancy Pelosi never authorized them. But, I mean, this is what John Conyers did, did for years. He was on this program every year, you know, promoting his Medicare for All program before he died. And he did it out of basically a closet in the basement of the Capitol building. He would hold hearings there, you know, just for performance, just to get the word out. And the Democrats could be doing that in the House of Representatives right now, and I don't know why they're not. I'm rather disappointed, frankly.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay. Thanks a lot,
All
Michelle.
Right, thank you.
Good talking to you. Ike in North Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, Ike, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hey, Tom. How you doing? Yeah, otherwise known as Ike the Ranter from Alan Combs. He's the one that gave me that.
Well, Alan was a good guy. I liked Alan.
Because I tend to rant. Yeah, man, I miss him to death, you know. I mean, he wasn't given a fair shake.
Well, you've got about 30 seconds right now, Ike, so what's your rant?
Well, hopefully he can push me over, but at the same time, I'll put it to you this way. The illegal immigrants they keep complaining about, like this person that just murdered this woman where my niece goes to college in University of Georgia, I want to know who was employing them. You employers out there and you Americans out there that keep complaining about this, you're the ones paying them. You're the ones renting them. You're the ones selling them cars. You're the ones making money off of them. Why don't you take some responsibility for your actions and quit complaining about the government not doing their job, because you're buying the drugs, you're using the prostitutes, you're doing all this on you.
Good rant,
Ike. If you stop that, then guess what? You wouldn't have that problem.
There you go. Great rant, Ike. I've been saying that, you're singing my tune. I've been saying this for years. If you're going to go after, quote, illegal immigrants, you need to go after illegal employers, because that's where the real problem is. Thank you, Ike. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you're making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt. That's what you do. It's not your fault. It's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Friday on Nightlight, I welcome Max Inc. host Terry Barr. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi,
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at Weikert-LakePoint.com.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.